today on Real Radio.
Wait a minute. You can't know if God keeps his promises without prophecy. Prophecy is when God tells something in advance and then he does it and you can trust his word. We love God's promises. Listen, the only reason why you can accurately love God's promises is because God keeps his word. How do you know? Because he keeps prophecy.
Welcome to Real Radio with Pastor Jack Hibbs. I'm David Jay, thanking you for joining us today as we listen, learn, and are challenged by God's Word, the Bible. On today's edition of Real Radio, Pastor Jack, in a message called Night Vision, continues a series called The God of Our Salvation, the Book of Isaiah. Thanks for joining us today. You know, the prophet Isaiah is well known for both his near and far prophecies. God used him to warn Judah and the city of Jerusalem of the coming judgment if they didn't turn from their sin. But God also gave him visions far into the future, including the coming of the Messiah, Jesus Christ, and also what will happen in the last days when Christ returns. In Isaiah chapter 20, we saw just how faithful Isaiah was to God. He even walked naked and barefoot among his people to warn them of what will happen if they don't turn from their sin. We also learned about the origin of sin, the nature of sin, and the effects of sin when left unchecked. Satan tempts us through our fleshly desires, but God's grace paves the way towards freedom and forgiveness. Now in Isaiah chapter 21, we'll look at how night vision is seeing in the dark what others don't see. So today, Pastor Jack tells us that Isaiah receives a disturbing vision from the Lord. There are events coming that bring punishment for a nation's sin. God's going to judge Babylon for invading Israel and put an end to the misery that Babylon caused towards his people. And now in his lesson called Night Vision, here's pastor and Bible teacher Jack Hibbs.
That your word to us now would be power. We know that you've given us the book of Isaiah. You've given us chapter 21. And Lord, out of it, Father, we pray that we would farm, glean, harvest the very things that your Holy Spirit would have for us. As a people now living in the 21st century, we ask the question tonight, Lord, how does this word apply to us? How do we put it into action? What does it mean about the future? Give us skill to understand. We pray now in Jesus' name, amen. Well, grab your Bibles and turn to Isaiah chapter 21 as we continue on in the book of Isaiah. Isaiah, the evangelistic prophet of the Old Testament. No prophet of the Old Testament has more verses that are found regarding the ministry of Jesus Christ in the New Testament than the prophet Isaiah. Remarkable. And Isaiah continues on, and as we come to chapter 21 tonight, we're looking at a message entitled Night Vision. Night vision. I don't know what comes to your mind when you think about night vision, but simply put, night vision is a type of apparatus that you would wear that allows you to see into the darkness. In fact, the darker it is, the better you can see with the right type of visual aid. Night goggles or night glasses for night vision. And Isaiah speaks about a time, and we're going to look at it, that was future for his day. By the way, not too far out future in his day. It was coming, but he was prophesying. And then there's been some subsequent fulfillments, what are called the near and far fulfillments. But this is an amazing chapter. It's definitely hard to study. It's definitely hard to understand. But we'll go through it carefully because the ultimate, as many of the scholars, my goodness, I read a scholar today, highly respected scholar. He wrote his commentary in Isaiah 21 in 1703. And it's remarkable, as the man was speaking in 1703, this commentator mentioned how there is no way that Isaiah 21 could be true in history and for the future unless there's a nation of Israel recreated in the last days. He said that in 1703 or 1708. Think of it. He said it at a time that many people believed Israel was no more. And he was exactly dead on. This speaks about a future event as well. And by the way, as we look at this tonight, you're going to be seeing, or you, some of you Bible scholars may recognize, hey, I remember that from Matthew, or I remember that from the book of Revelation, or from Luke's gospel, and yes, you will. So this is a very important thing. As we come now to another utterance about Babylon, we first heard about God's announcement through the prophet Isaiah regarding Babylon in chapter 13. Now we hear about it again in 21, and it's a little bit more elaborate. So keep that in mind. Babylon, church, a geographical location in the Middle East, in the area predominantly of Iraq. It kind of touches a little bit of modern-day Iran today. In a little bit of the northern part of Saudi Arabia, but Babylon, a geographical fact and location, archaeologically confirmed. Then there is the spirit of Babylon, false worship, the Babylonian worship system. The Bible teaches us that all false worship, all cults, by the way, originate in one of the 360 gods that were worshipped in Babylon in antiquity. It's the mother of false religions. But then there's the future Babylon that is coming. There's a Babylon that the book of Revelation 17 and 18 talk about. There is a Babylon that is coming. Again, most scholars believe that after the Ezekiel battle, you'll hear more about this in a moment, after the Ezekiel battle takes place, where there is a five-nation Muslim, there are Islamic nations mentioned there in Ezekiel 38 that will be brought under the protective powers of Gog, G-O-G, the leader of Rosh, Meshach, and Tubal. Those are ancient tribal locations of what is today Russia, that in the last days, it's going to enter into his mind to attack Israel, and he's going to bring with them five nations that are listed there in your Bible, Ezekiel 38, to attack Israel, and they won't even make it. They're going to get to the mountains of Israel, which are to the north, and they are going to be absolutely decimated by the intervention of God. You say, when's that going to happen? Could be any time. Because there's the settlements of nations that are mentioned are in play today. They're all hostile towards Israel. It's no longer the Soviet Union. It is Russia. And it's very interesting. So that could happen. We don't know how soon. But the amazing thing is you and I live at a time that is absolutely amazing. But when that happens, a lot of scholars believe that when God intervenes and it's amazing because if you've read that in detail, the Bible says that they're going to launch their rockets, their projectiles. The word in Hebrew is projectile, which is kind of amazing. Think about that because Ezekiel's trying to describe he's trying to describe something almost 3,000 years ago. Wow, this thing went up in the air. What was it? He called it an arrow. In the Hebrew, it's a projectile. And the Bible says that they're going to launch it against Israel and it's going to come back and land right upon them. How cool is that? What's going to happen? A little bug in the program. There'll be some sort of glitch in the deal. But isn't that amazing? I think almost that prophecy speaks about the malfunction of technology. Of course, God's going to have everything to do with it. So it's going to be amazing. And some people think that when that happens, then what will open up will be a Middle East that appears to be safe. And there may be great prosperity in the Middle East. And again, a lot of what's called eschatologists, those students of prophecy, say that then Babylon will be rebuilt in short order, as the Bible talks about. It will become massively prosperous. We know that the Antichrist will be part of that. So as we look at this tonight, we're just going to kind of trudge along. And by all means, I intend to finish this chapter tonight. So, no, don't laugh. I can't. This is ridiculous. I wanted to do three chapters a week, and I haven't done that yet. And so I'll be happy to get one down here tonight. So, night vision. Number one, look at verses 1 and 2. The burden against the wilderness of the sea. Circle that. That's a nickname for Babylon. You can research that in the Encyclopedia Britannica or anything else. It's a nickname for Babylon, the wilderness of the sea. As whirlwinds in the south pass through, so it comes from the desert, from a terrible land. So something's coming against Babylon. Verse 2, a distressing vision is declared to me, Isaiah says. The treacherous dealer, write down in your notes, you can check it out later, but write it down. The treacherous dealer, that's Persia, deals treacherously, and the plunderer plunders, who's that? the Medes, the Median or the Medes or the Medo-Persian empires. They go up, he says, go up, O Elam. That's another name for Persia or Iran today. Besiege, O Media, or the Median Empire. All its sign, that's, listen, the Jewish people that are sign under the captivity of Babylon, I have made to cease. So verses 1 and 2, write it down in your notes. What do we get out of this? Number one, night vision. Isaiah's speaking about something that is coming to the future, and he's speaking. Now watch, everybody. Isaiah's been preaching and prophesying to the southern kingdom of Judah. God's got other prophets prophesying to the north. That would be Israel. The kingdom is divided right now. Israel to the north, 10 tribes, 2 tribes to the south, Judah. Isaiah is working the south. However, he's such a prominent prophet that his message engulfs the nation in total. He's now speaking about the future. Israel to the north and Judah have not yet been taken away captive. It's coming. But Isaiah looks way ahead and says, oh, Babylon, who's going to take Judah captive? You know, Babylon. Do you remember a kid that lived in Judah? Do you remember a kid by the name of Daniel? Daniel's not been taken captive yet. So think of Daniel's family's living in Judah at this time. There's going to come a time when Babylon, under the general Nebuchadnezzar, not yet king, Nebuchadnezzar's going to come in, he's going to take Judah captive, and he's going to take prisoners to Babylon. And four of the most famous are Hananiah, Mishael, Azariah, and Daniel, the 4 Hebrew boys. They're going to be taken captive, and they're going to go to Babylon. Isaiah is prophesying, watch this. Isaiah is prophesying way before Daniel is ever born. He's going out into the kingdom that will take Daniel's people captive, Israel and the Jews. And he starts to address them. He's speaking into the future. Isn't that amazing? See, you and I living on this side of the whole thing, we're not even moved by that. It's like, oh, well, whatever. From our perspective, we get to snoop back into history and look at the exactness of the Bible. I think it's awesome. Can you trust God to keep the promises that he's made to you?
Yeah.
Bible prophecy is the only reason why you can. A lot of people don't want to talk about Bible prophecy. Oh, Pastor, you're going to talk about the book of Isaiah. I'm not going to come until you're all done. I'll come back when it's done because it's a book of prophecy. It scares me. Wait a minute. You can't know if God keeps his promises without prophecy. Prophecy is when God tells something in advance and then he does it and you can trust his word. We love God's promises. Listen, the only reason why you can accurately love God's promises is because God keeps his word. How do you know? Because he keeps prophecy. So we look at this. Number one, here in verses 1 and 2, night vision causes us to see justice. God is bringing justice to the Babylonian nation, and he's going to punish them. He's going to punish them for invading. And God is for not only the Jewish people, God is for all those who suffer. He is for all those who are being vanquished by wrong. He's going to vindicate his people. They're going to be taken captive. Isaiah's talking about that. They're going to be delivered, and God is going to deal with the nation of Babylon. And this is a great lesson for us and a window into the 21st century because, as I was mentioning a moment ago, God's ancient word says he's going to reintroduce himself back into the Middle East. Church, technically, he's just moving the pieces around right now. Even though Israel's a nation right now, as prophesied in Scripture, God is right now just moving nations around. He hasn't shown up yet. When he shows up, you won't have to wonder if he has shown up. He is going to appear in moving the chess pieces around in the Middle East in short order, I believe, by the way things are going. You're going to see amazing stuff. We're going to see amazing things. I'm convinced of it. In the Middle East. But at some time after, something takes place in the Middle East, and certainly the Babylon of the future is dealt with, or I should say before it's dealt with, there's going to be a rise so that a Babylon can take shape. The book of Revelation talks about a Babylonian system that is spiritual, that is governmental, and the Bible says it's going to be one of the head bases of this one that is called the Antichrist. Be honest, have you heard of the Antichrist? Have you heard of this stuff going on? I kid you not, it's hilarious. You know, when you think about this stuff, the Antichrist, the Bible says he's coming, the first course, John talks about it, Book of Revelation, Daniel talks about it. I saw a guy go down the street in a car yesterday, literally with his license plate was 666. And I thought, man, I would actually love that license plate to have on my car for witnessing purposes. Because the Bible says he's going to be number 666. His name is going to equal a number. And a lot of people's names equal that number in the Hebrew language. But the point is, this guy will be a governing leader that will seemingly rise out of nowhere. And part of his global shtick is to rebuild Babylon. And seems crazy, doesn't it? But the Bible's never been wrong yet. But the scripture's very clear about when this man does this, that 3.5 years into his peace treaty with Israel, as Babylon is established, something's going to happen. And where would we go to take a look at that? Grab your Bibles and look over at Daniel chapter 7. Daniel 7. Now, we talked about Daniel a moment ago. Keep this in mind, Bible student. Isaiah's prophesying and the book of Daniel and Daniel himself will not come along for over 240 years. So Isaiah is 240 years ahead of his time in this prophecy. And now we read a prophecy of Daniel himself, Daniel 7. Who's he talking about? The Antichrist and his coming kingdom. But God judges nations. Keep that in mind. He raises them up and he brings them down. Daniel 7:20. Daniel says, I also wanted to know about the 10 horns. Circle the word horns. You'll see in a moment, the word horns is an ancient Middle Eastern term for kings. It's used in all kinds of fashions, but the word horns or horn is king or kings. So I want to know about the 10 kings or the 10 horns on its head. He saw a beast with 10 horns. And about the other horn, that's the 11th horn. That came up, so one is added, before which three of them fell. The horn that looked more imposing than the others, and that had eyes and a mouth that spoke boastfully. Verse 21, as I watched, this horn was waging war against, mark it, the holy people. This is the NIV version, which in this case is most accurate. Some of your Bibles, raise your hand if some of your Bibles say saints. Okay, you can write this down in your margins. Saints, you can write there, tribulation saints. Write that down, tribulation saints. All who believe in the Lord are saints. David was a saint. Noah was a saint. Isaiah is a saint, but they are of the Old Testament order. There's basically three categories of saints. There's the Old Testament saints, there's the church age saints, which is known as the bride of Christ, and then there is the tribulation saints. So watch this as we read this, and you'll be all the smarter for it. It's quite simple, actually. Remember who Daniel is. He's a Jew talking about the Jewish people, and he's a prophet to the Jewish nation. So against the holy people and defeating them. Verse 22, until the Ancient of Days, that's the Lord, came and pronounced judgment in favor of the holy people of the Most High. That's the Jewish people. And the time came when they possessed the kingdom. He gave me this explanation. The fourth beast is a fourth kingdom that will appear on earth. It will be different from all the other kingdoms, and it will devour the whole earth. That's never happened before of any kingdom. Trampling it down and crushing it. The 10 horns are 10 kings who will come from this kingdom. After them, another king will arise, different from the early ones. This is what Daniel refers to as the 11th king, or another place he's referred to as the little horn. He will subdue three kings. He will speak against the Most High and oppress his people and try to change the set times and the laws. The holy people will be delivered into his hands for a time. Watch this, everybody. Times and a half a time. Guess what that is? 1,260 days, which is 3.5 years. The Bible, by the way, from Genesis to Revelation, never does its math on a 365-day calendar. The Bible from Genesis to Revelation counts 1 year as 360 days. 3.5 years, is 1,260 days. It's a time, times, and a dividing of time. Isn't that amazing? God's word, so accurate. Verse 26, but the court will sit, that is in heaven, and his power will be taken away and completely destroyed forever. Notice it's a personal pronoun, his power, he, him. Then the sovereignty, power, and greatness of all the kingdoms under heaven will be handed over to the holy people of the Most High. This is the millennium. His kingdom, that's the Lord's kingdom. Look at the capital H. His kingdom will be an everlasting kingdom, and all rulers will worship and obey him. God judges the nations. So Isaiah looks far ahead to the judgment of Babylon, both Babylon of the past, the spiritual Babylon, and the Babylon of the future that the book of Revelation speaks about. Number two, let's look at verses 3-5 regarding night vision. We would see the wrath of God to come. Therefore, Isaiah says, my, that's Isaiah speaking, my loins, his guts. I'll explain this in a second, I guess. And it's amazing to me that Isaiah is going through this feeling. Remember, who's being destroyed, church? You paying attention? Who's going to be destroyed for how they dealt with Israel? Babylon. God is going to use the Medo-Persian Empire to punish Babylon. Any historians in the room? Anybody remember what nation alliance destroyed the Babylonian Empire? The Medo-Persian Empire. Who says? History says. Every book on history says. Isn't it neat that the Bible said it before any books on history said it? Isaiah, though, is interesting. He must have a very tender heart because he's sick when he sees the judgment that comes against Babylon. He has compassion for them. Wow. Would you have compassion if God smacked down tonight ISIS? Would you weep over the death of ISIS warriors that are beheading children? I wouldn't. Apparently Isaiah would. Maybe we should be more like Isaiah, huh? You say, no, man, why? Well, because Isaiah sees people for what they really are, that they're lost souls. Created in the image of God. Lost, they're lost, but created in the image of God nonetheless. It's hard for us, isn't it? To see some horrific, lawless, renegade person, and God loves them. He hates what they're doing, but he loves them.
Pastor and Bible teacher Jack Hibbs here on Real Radio in a message called Night Vision. Thanks for joining us today. And you know, our prayer is that you don't let what's precious to you slip away. It's better to take care of it now than to try to get it back. Night Vision is part of Pastor Jack's series called The God of Our Salvation, The Book of Isaiah, a series that brings to light the ministry of the Old Testament prophet Isaiah, who shared with us the coming of the Messiah, our Lord Jesus Christ, over 700 years before he was born. And we'll continue on the next edition of Real Radio. Hey, here's something that's pretty cool. If you're a regular listener, or maybe you're brand new to Real Radio, wouldn't it be great if you could just kind of sit down and chit-chat with Pastor Jack? Well, you kind of can, because Pastor Jack has just started a brand new podcast. This is awesome. It's like one-on-one with Pastor Jack, all sorts of different subjects. Just search for the keyword Jack Hibbs, J-A-C-K-H-I-B-B-S, in your favorite podcast app and look for the new Real Life Talk with Jack Hibbs. It's sort of like one-on-one with Pastor Jack, and you can take it with you wherever you go. Check it out. If you need more info, just go to our website, reallifewithjackhibbs.org. As a matter of fact, to get there quicker, you can go to reallifewithjackhibbs.org/talk, and you'll see it right there. Go get that brand new podcast, Real Life Talk with Jack Hibbs. You're going to like it. Here's a great idea. Go to your app store and download the Real Life app. It's a great way for you to be encouraged and take advantage of the tools and resources that are available as you grow in your relationship with God with the Real Life app. The Bible is right there available for you on the app, mobile friendly. You can read, you can listen, and the one-year Bible plan is right there too. So get involved with the Real Life app. Go to your app store and download the Real Life app for your smartphone or tablet. This program is made possible by the generous contributions of you, our listeners. Visit us at reallifewithjackhibbs.org. That's reallifewithjackhibbs.org. I'm David Jay. Until next time, Pastor Jack Hibbs and all of us here at Real Radio wish for you solid and steady growth in Christ and in his word. We'll see you next time here on Real Radio.